Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Everyone, my name is Dr. Betty Speaks. I am your imprint leader. I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect themselves through the four components of life. That's spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal development, and professional development. I'm that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. You know that I hold virtual group and family workshops on the fact that they can leave an imprint too. I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you should start facilitating simple things into your life just by getting rid of stress that actually plagues our nation. You have been listening to this show now for more than 3 years. So, and the beauty of that is that we have more than 3 million listeners. So I'm excited today, as always, that we have a phenomenal guest that's with us. And before I go there, I just want to remind you that this is that intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage our listeners worldwide. That's right. I said worldwide. You heard me say before, we have over 300 million of you that tune in to this show each week. You have to know that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things that you once thought you couldn't. And that is the reason we call this Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. So I told you I have a phenomenal guest, and you're probably thinking, for those of you that are regular listeners, that I share that with you every single day, that I have a phenomenal guest. This guest that I have today will be sharing something with you. I also like to remind you that when you listen to my guest on the show, you'll be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth. So if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point that is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. And after reading my guest bio today, he is tethered with me in making that statement for itself. I know, you're probably saying, all right, already. Who is this guest? Well, listen, my guest is from the New England states. I can say that. And I love saying that because we're tethered together in that area as well. And I'm going to bring him on, just move out of the way right now, for Ambassador Dr. Ira Roast III, who's actually the founder of the Focus for Civility, which is global. And as I introduce him, I would like for him to tell you some of his other accolades. Ambassador Dr. Ira Roach, are you there?
Yes, how are you today?
I am great. Listen, I just went on, just gave our guest just a smidgen about who you are and what your initiative is. But, you know, I think you and I have followed each other for years now. Yeah. And I've just watched who you are and whose you are. And we just had a backseat conversation that was very heartfelt and went even deeper about on whose we are and things that we have in common. But for my guest today, I would like for you to share with them more, because your bio is so impressive. and your life journey is even more so. So can you just give us some more information about you, and then we'll dive into some additional questions. How's that?
Well, that's awesome. But first, let me say thank you and tell you how honored I am to be on your show. Mm. I have, you know, I've watched you. I often hear about people standing on the shoulders of others. And I haven't done the Dr. Ira show since 2020. I stopped. But you have inspired me to really start it back up in September. But of course, it's going to be a different focus. So thank you. And I'm honored to be on your show. I've watched your consistency. I've watched your accomplishments. So really, as you told me in Indiana, Ira, stand up, because you know I'm short, but I am standing up. So thank you so much. There's not much. I guess I can start from my humble beginnings and say, number one, one of the major things that we've accomplished is 18 years. We just celebrated 18 years of pastoralship. So that's where kind of the vines kind of come from, me being my purpose in helping people. Of course, the highest is being a shepherd. So that's my highest. And we just celebrated 18 years. And so two more years, and I'm hopefully won't have to do as much as I've been doing. And as I share with you, my youngest son, Corey, who is also an ambassador, he will be taking the reins of the normal everyday work. But other than that, I've been working with young people for years. And when Dr. Rivers actually helped me, kind of like you had, what you said about the imprint, he told me what I've been doing has been having people focus forward for years. Mm. And he had people really, you know, in my church, you know, our mission is helping those with hurts, habits, and hangups in order to effectively impact themselves, their family, and their community. So we have ex-drug dealers. We have ex-felons. We have a lot of ex-things. And they're now entrepreneurs. They are young ministers. They are happily married people. They are wonderful parents. And so I am so blessed that, you know, this focus forward is really real to me. And now he has taught me how to make this thing not just in little old Delaware, but all over the world. And so that's one of the main things that, you know, we have done. And from that, we have just kind of sort of had a lot of, I have a lot of degrees, but of course, that's not really important.
Yes.
But the work that I've done, I think it's going on now 3 years since I've been working with Dr. Rivers. And I've went to London, I've gone to Ghana, you know. Yes. I talk about a lot about rejection. People get stuck sometimes, and that's one place where people get stuck with the core of rejection. We all have a core of where we operate from. And I had to learn a long time ago about that rejection. And rejections, it bores the seed of insecurity. And insecurity causes you to compare. And if you try to compare your whole life, you will never get to where you are. And the thing I love about Dr. Rivers is one lesson he teaches about being a number one. When I first met him, he was like, you know, you've been around a lot of number twos that say they were number one. You have to know you are number one. Who is doing what you are doing? Yes. Who is teaching people what you are teaching people? Mm-hmm. And so encompassing everything that I've done, it's just really been trying to help people win, help people to move forward. And anything that I've done in nonprofit and for-profit, workforce development, it's all been to help people. I help re-entrants out of prison to try to get back into society. And so it's all encompasses in me helping people move forward.
Right. I love that. And you know, with that focus forward, I have and you've probably heard the acronym, Follow On Course Until Successful. And that's been out there for some time. I will never get my story behind staying focused. And I will share this with you. I may have shared it on the air before, but I've always wanted to fly. And the reason I wanted to fly was because my mom, at 6 months old, she left me with my grandmother. That was the thing to do when you couldn't afford to raise a child back in that era. So she left with my grandmother at 6 months. And then she came and got me when I was 6 years old. And I'm thinking, who is this woman? Why is my mom crying? But in reality, it wasn't my mom that was crying. Yes. It was my grandmother that was crying. And I'll never forget her standing at the doorway with a white apron on, because she always cooked in that apron. So when my mother got me at the age of six, I always wanted to fly away. I would see birds flying, and I just imagined that I could fly too. So I left home at the age of 15 for the military and joined the military. My mother had to sign me up for the military. But in the military, some of my coworkers came to me with this flyer, and it actually had hand gliding. It had these hand gliders, and they were like, Betty, you want to go hand gliding with us? And I'm thinking, what Black person go hand gliding, you know? So I did. I'm like, I always wanted to fly. So I would go hand gliding with them for 2 weeks. The first week it was fine. I couldn't believe my feet were off the air. Here I am flying. I always wanted to fly. The second week, our instructors took us to a higher level, and they dropped us off on cliffs with a lift. And the lift only went one way. And that was like it just went that one direction where you would have to, the only way off the cliff was to fly off. So my heart is beating, and I'm thinking, I never told anyone that I was going hand gliding. I don't even know if my will is updated. I don't know if they know how to get in touch with my family, because I had thought, you know, I'm telling myself that they're not my family. I was abandoned. That rejection that you talked about, I felt rejected that my mom had introduced me to her family. But as I'm on that cliff, Ambassador Ira, I'm listening to my instructor, such as yourself. I'm listening to my shepherd that got me on top of that cliff. Then remember, I told you to focus. I remember I said, focus on this circle. Yeah. It's going to look like a penny while you're on that cliff. But the closer you get to it, just like I see your pirate behind you, the closer you get to that circle, the bigger it will appear. But all you have to do is focus. Yeah. Follow on course until successful. So I'll follow one course until success. So I couldn't, one of the things is in hand gliding or anything, even riding a motorcycle, Ambassador, because I ride a motorcycle too. You can't look to the left. You can't look to the right. You have to hold on to that motorcycle and use your eyes and have your eyes go in the direction that you want to travel. So that's the same thing with hand gliding. You have to hold your glider and keep your eyes in the direction that you want to travel. And that is being on focus. So as you are helping these individuals with their hurts, habits, and hangups, and their rejections, you got me on the platform right now, Pastor. It helps when they stay focused.
Yes,
it's important to stay focused. And I love it when you say focus forward, because that's exactly what you have to do in life, on your life journey, is stay focused forward. I'm passing the mic back to you, Pastor.
it's so, I love your acronym, because it's exactly what you have to do. People think success takes money. It takes being around rich people or famous people. No, it's exactly what your acronym said, you know? You have to do it until you're successful. And success means it's an equation. You make the goal, you reach the goal, you're successful. And I teach in tiny basic skills to most people. If I say I'm not going to drink sodas this week, and I start Sunday, and I get to next Sunday, and I haven't drank any sodas, I'm successful. I'm celebrating.
Yes.
I'm celebrating, because that's what success is. And most people try to make things, they try to, I've learned, you know, I've been around the world. I'm sure you have taken leadership classes, and, you know, I was with the Les Brown group, and I get all those nuggets. But I remember particularly, they said how we look at an elephant sometimes when we look at our situation and we have what we call goals. They said, you know, we look at goals sometimes like it's an elephant. And they said, how would you eat an elephant? And I was looking, I don't know. First of all, I want to eat an elephant. And they were like, you take it piece by piece. Yeah. So I created another paradigm. And I tell people, I know it's a lot going on. I know you have kids. I know you have school. I know you have a job. I know you have bills. But what can you take? How can you make a goal and look at this and really focus and achieve it? And I say, how do you eat your dinner with most people? How do you eat the whole plate of food? Thanksgiving, you have cranberry sauce, you have turkey, and you have vegetables, and you have you can't eat them all at one time. You eat it piece by piece. And so that's what I teach people. And that's what your acronym really is teaching them, that you have to do it piece by piece until it's successful.
Yes.
With that acronym, I would definitely be using it. I'll give you credit.
It's probably credited somewhere else, but it's something that, again, like you said, Les Brown, you know, I follow him as well. And it's you pick these things up that are with you. Mm-hmm. I love when he's the very first time I heard him say, when you're down and on your back and you can look up, you know, get up. If you can look up, then get up. And I also thought he was the one that said, when people show you who they are, you believe them. But it was my girl, Maya Angelou, you know?
Yeah. But he actually has one of my quotes that I took from him that helped me with my life. Because this journey was not just getting here on this global stage with you and seeing you with Dr. Rivers. You know, he was that person that kind of catapulted me to that next level. Yes. And but it was a simple quote that I learned from Les Brown that said, don't let others' opinions of you become your reality.
Yes.
And that thing hit me in my heart because for years I would let people speak over my life and I would become that. But when I learned that I don't have to be what you said I am, I don't have to answer to what you call me. I know who I am, I know whose I am, and I know what he wants me to be. And when I learned that small factor, it just had me take off. So
I love it. I love that one too. And so leaving, one of the things that I love that you're doing, because we talked about your baby son carrying on your legacy. You did this for the past 18 years. You just had your 18th year celebration. Oh, by the way, audience, I'm clapping for him, but he knows how broken my heart is about that. I tried everything to get there. I'm like, wait a minute, it's Friday already. You have a live stream or something? What are you having to? But you know, I just, given the fact that you're from Delaware and it's one of the New England states, and I wanted to just support you with the things that you are doing. So that meant a lot to me. My recorder is telling me you have only 10 more minutes with them, but I just want to say that, oh my goodness, we have to come back. We have to do some other things together. And I honestly love what you're doing and everything that you have accomplished thus far. What are some of your parting words and some things, how people can get in touch with you? Because you answer all of my questions. I wanted to ask you about your hiccups and things that, you know, what's the definition of focus forward civility? You answered pretty much all of them. And how did you get started? So what are some of some parting things that you can tell one about just overcoming things or whatever you want to say in your own words?
I would have to say, I guess parting is my slogan. If you look in the back, anyone can move forward.
Woohoo! Yes.
Anyone, anybody, any institution, any family can move forward. It must start with vision first. Mm-hmm. Without a vision, there's a variation that says without a vision, people lose hope. So you have to have a vision. And I just want to tell everyone that, you know, if you had that vision, like myself, I didn't get here. I could tell you a story that really, I didn't find out who Ira was until 45 years old.
Yeah.
All that time, I didn't find out who Ira was until 45 and what Ira wanted and who Ira was and what God made Ira to be. And so I tell some people, just go back and write the vision again. I challenge you to write the vision again. I know the economics is not the best. I know the world is scared. Gas prices are up. But I promise you, when you write the vision again and make it plain, somebody's going to read it. Dr. Betty might read it and run with it, put you on this podcast and get you on. And I just want to say, if he can do it for me, then you certainly can do it as well. My slogan is from a small town to the big stage. And I just want to encourage everyone that you do not, you know, don't, what's behind you will bind you, and what's before you can only restore you. So look ahead. Don't look in the rearview mirror. Look forward and keep on going.
What's behind you will bind you. What's before you will restore you.
Will restore you.
I love it. That's the resurrection right there.
Yes, yes, that, indeed.
I would definitely, I have to not give you credit for that one. I may have to go see who else said that one. That is lovely. So I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. This is that show that is honestly, it's an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength. I told you this man was hot, hot, hot. Dr. Ira, you can get in touch with him. He's on social media. What's your website? Any other ways one can contact you?
Instagram, social media. The website is www.drirarosh123.com.
123 in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You got that. So again, thank you. If you have any time, if you can't get in touch with them, you can always reach out to bettyspeaks.com. And that is so easy. Just say, I want more of Dr. Ira Roach. Please. He has a feature. His show is coming back on in September. Stay tuned for that. He had a phenomenal show. I just learned that he stopped doing that show in 2020. I knew that a lot of people had faded out, but he says, I'm coming back. He's been encouraged and inspired to do just that. So, let me see what that sign says behind you again, Dr. Roach. It says, focus forward. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. And that's, anyone can move forward. That's what it says. Anyone can move forward. You can sit back down. I'm glad I got to see that. So this has been my brother here with me, and I am honored that he and I finally got to do the show together. Mm-hmm. So just stay tuned for the airing of this over and over and over again.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.